joining us here, the Farm Talk program this morning. We please say good morning and hello to Senior Vice President Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Biergau. Alan, welcome to June Dairy Month. Thanks for coming aboard.
Hey, happy Dairy Month.
Thanks for doing this, as always, and I think no better place to start than, well, with a piece that was put out by you guys on your website, the National Milk Producers Federation, and your CEO, Jim Mulhern, kind of talking about June Dairy Month and kind of the next frontier. Give us a little synopsis here and a little bit about the piece here.
Well, you know, CEO's Corner is this monthly series that we do from our CEO, Jim Mulhern, a Wisconsin native himself, just taking a look at perspectives on the dairy industry and the world and, of course, the National Milk Producers Federation's role in being a leader on that. And, you know, one of the things that we need to be given more attention to in the dairy industry's overall health is growing that global market through trade. And actually, in the pandemic, there's been a lot of good news on that. You know, you saw the U.S. basically gaining its share of the pie in terms of global dairy trade. You saw an actual greater share of the global market being taken up by U.S. exports, which is a big deal in a market where, you know, New Zealand and the European Union have always been some pretty key competitors on all that. Essentially, you've taken in market share alone the equivalent of a month of milk production out of California and just shipped that overseas. And that's not even just the raw gain. That's just what you've been getting at the expense of others. So U.S. dairy is very competitive overseas. The relationships are growing with all of that. But when you're looking at appeals in the marketplace, you also have to be looking at what these customers want. And a big part of that then ties into another big story for dairy on June Dairy Month, which is sustainability. You know, you take a look at how some of these international marketplace partners and discussions with competitors, what the buyers are looking for, and they want to see that you have a sustainable supply chain. That's an area where the U.S. can tell a really good story. Greenhouse gas emissions in the dairy sector is actually down. I mean, just flat out down, not even like per gallon of milk or anything. There's just less of it, even as production has increased. And a lot of that is because of innovative technological practices that U.S. dairy farms have been able to embrace that makes the U.S. Milk supply a more sustainable choice than a lot of other places. So that's good for the planet, it's good for the industry, and it's good for U.S. exports. And these are all positive things to look at Dairy Month. It also underscores the need for some continued motivation, continued support for some industry goals like the Net Zero Initiative and stewardship goals, the 2050 environmental stewardship goals that the industry is looking at. It all plays together, and it all leads to positive momentum for dairy in 2021 and beyond.